Moving forward, I'd like to call to order the meeting of the Bay Area Toll Authorities meeting for Wednesday, November 19th. First of all, I'd like to turn to our secretary to confirm that we have a quorum.
We have a quorum.
Thank you very much. Next, the chair's report. I have no items for the chair's report, and now I'd like to turn to item three, the consent calendar. May I please have approval of the a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Cortese.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Halstead. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries unanimously. Next item, moving to item four, which is a resolution number 113 revised Bay Area Toll Authority fiscal year 2014-15, the toll bridge program operating and capital budget. And that is an item for authority approval, and I'd like to turn to our executive director.
Madam Chair, thank you. Good afternoon. Again, just to remind you of the sequence of events here, the prior meeting was the Bay Area Headquarters Authority, which has made a request now to the Bay Area Toll Authority. And so now all of you are sitting in that capacity to entertain that request. And it involves an amendment of BATA's budget. One is a housekeeping matter on audit, legal, and training services, but the main event is the request for the $33 million increased contribution to the headquarters project. The funds, as described earlier, are not toll funds. They are savings from the financing that we undertook with the state's contribution to the seismic retrofit program. And, you know, Commissioner Kinsey's comment earlier, I think, requires a fairly lengthy and thoughtful response, but I would like to give him one briefly, and that is, as noted in the memo, the total savings generated by that early retirement of debt was $85 million. We committed, you committed, $50 million of that in December to the Transit Core Capacity Program. Now, obviously, we'd all prefer that you could have committed all of that money for those kinds of project purposes, but the majority of it will be going to a very good project purpose in terms of improving our three major transit systems. So, again, I think I'm only in the position to offer cold comfort today, no warm comfort on that subject, but I hope that is some. So, as a result, the way we present the information on the building to you, we try to get you to a net position. After all of the costs that you front and after the reimbursements that you will get, mainly from the other public partners, what is your position? And with the prior budget, it was a net contribution of $149 million in toll revenue. With this new budget, it is a net contribution of $149 million in toll revenue. And the toll payers, I know, have been the focus of our concern all along in terms of making sure we are not exposing them to undue risk, and I think, as has been the case from the outset, we are still not exposing them to undue risk. In fact, in this move, we're not exposing them to any increased risk at all, which is why we say at the end of this memorandum that this contribution of non-toll revenue will not affect any of BATA's ongoing toll commitments to Regional Measure 2, AB 1171, or the Seismic Retrofit Program. And so that is the request that BAHA has made, and staff recommends that the Bay Area Toll Authority agree to the request and approve the budget amendment.
Thank you very much, Steve. Are there any, first of all, are there any questions of commissioners? I have no, are there any, is there any public comment on this item? Okay. Oh, wait a minute. I have the BATA. Okay, that's for the.
This one's only BATA.
I think that's for public comment. Yeah, I think that's for later. Well,
Madam Chair, if we don't have any comment.
I just wanted to confirm. Mr. Carpio, you have indicated on your speaker card that you want to talk on both the special project and then public comment. Would you like to speak on both items? Okay. So please come forward and you can speak on item number four.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, Commissioner. My name is André Carpio. I come here to speak to you about transportation efficiency. The Department of Transportation has to deal with terrestrial vehicle. You don't have any business with the aircraft or the marine movement. So what I'm trying to say here is that it's incumbent, and you have a duty to inform and perhaps restrict a manufacturer to offer an incentive so that they improve the aerodynamics of their vehicle. As you know, a square cube moving into the atmosphere develops a CX number, a drag number of one unit. Anything that is less than that is part of the CX number, the penetration of that object into the atmosphere. And I see and I read that, for instance, all the big truck, the industry that moving in this country could save millions and millions of dollars in fuel if they would make aerodynamics their vehicle, their cargo. For instance, their cargo on a high trailer, 90% of the time, they only have full. So those trailers could be cranked down on the size to make the aerodynamics better. And instead of having all these square edges, they could be profiled with fairing. And those fairing would increase the aerodynamics efficiency of moving vehicle. And you should offer incentive to the manufacturer to have that done. For instance, you could order or ask the DMV to reduce the registration fee per number of aerodynamics drag that they come up with. Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming today and sharing your comments. Now we'd like to, if no further comment, we'll bring this item back to the commission. And may I please have a motion to approve BATA resolution number 113. Revised.
So moved, and if there's a second, I'd like to just speak briefly.
Of course. It's moved by Commissioner Kinsey, and that's seconded by Vice Chair Cortese.
You know, I appreciate being able to make this motion because, my comments were not intended to reflect the wisdom of this project that we're providing these additional funds for. It's this idea that we as an agency have to be careful that our excellence isn't interpreted as opulence. And that's really the point I'm trying to make. This is a good real estate investment. It is a sound project, and I'm happy to have moved this. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Is there any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? That motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Moving on, public comment. I have no other speaker cards, so we will adjourn to our next meeting, which will be Wednesday, December 17th at 1:30 p.m.